Welcome to the Market Mystics Podcast. I'm Joshua.
I'm Kim. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
We're already knee deep into the conversation, so just join us.
Just jump in. We are going all things in. If you're listening to this episode, exactly when it's released in Kansas, where we live, you are about an hour away, hour and a half away from the solar eclipse that's going on. That is captivating
the attention
the news
of-
and the attention of all people.
It's true. Also, I have to say, this is going to be a shout out. It's personal. It's my Henry's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Henry.
And it's a big one. He's no longer a child.
Aw.
He's now officially an adult.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you want to know a little bit more about Henry, we did an episode with him a while back. Maybe I can link that at the end of the show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
If you're interested in checking it out.
He's a cool kid.
He's a really cool adult now.
Okay, so the eclipse, Josh.
Yeah. I think this is interesting because, okay, it's just like, I think it's important to pay attention to things that go on in the world and in the cosmos. Whether you believe like the prophetic thoughts about it or not, like there, it's important to pay attention to the things that are going on around you. So I do think that the eclipse is really an important thing or a notable thing. Maybe just notable is like worth watching. And I think it's so fascinating. Like, if we say this too much, YouTube's probably going to like not monetize us, but like, I think often if you just listen to a normal narrative, there's a lot of distraction and a lot of, not real things going on or, just lesser, like, and I want to be really clear. I am not, what I'm about to say, I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you something I learned. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to come back at us and say, hey, I'm blind now. So I'm 100% not promoting this, but I just watched this, this video the other day. Actually, Bree showed it to me, where this guy was talking about the importance of eclipses all throughout, like going back through writings from ancient civilizations, like the eclipses were really significant to them and they all watched it, and they didn't have the like boxes or the like special sunglasses that we have now. They just watched them. And so this guy started doing that. He just started, like, anytime there's an eclipse, he goes outside and he watches it. And that's what I mean. Like, I want to very cautiously word that because I'm not promoting you go stare at the sun.
Right.
But like, I think there's things that people knew and understood that we have forgotten. And so this guy's talking about like what a spiritual experience it was. And he had this out of body experience, and it was like beautiful and amazing. And it was everything that society told him not to do. Like, oh, stay inside and watch it on your computer. Like, stay inside and watch the shadows of, like, you know, the eclipse shadows that happen on the floor. And he's like, oh, I wanted to be out in nature, engaging with it and watching it. And it's like, that's really cool. Now, where we live's not in the path of totality, so staring at it's probably not the best idea because it's not going to be blocked. But you know, it's something to pay attention to. Like, it's something to note. And I just think that's the heart that I have with all this stuff that's going on, because I've seen so many people saying like, oh my gosh, pay attention to what CERN's doing. Like they're doing this. And then there's like the NASA stuff that's going on at the same time. And then there's like, you know, it's the solar eclipse is going over a town named Nineveh. That must mean we need to repent. Like, and it's I think it's like what you're looking for, you will find. If you're looking for a reason to see God calling people to repentance from a solar eclipse, you'll find a reason for it. If you're looking for this big conspiracy with a scientific organization, you'll find it. But what does it mean for you? Like, I think that's the most important thing that you can do with these big events is sit down with God and say, okay, God, like, I know this is important because it doesn't happen every day. Like, yeah. So whether or not it is earth shattering, timeline shifting, whatever, like, even if it's just you get a moment to experience something that only happens like once in a while, like take a moment and enjoy it. Take a moment and find meaning in it for you. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have thoughts on it?
I mean, I think I like all of what you've said about it. And I don't know if you've listened to us at all. I think you might know that we would be people who say you are powerful to create and make something, whatever you decide to make it. And I've heard a lot of people with the conspiracy theory stuff. And I'll just be honest. I've heard a lot of it. And for me and my relationship with the Lord, it hasn't really rung true for me. And so am I a skeptic of it? I am. Does it mean it's 100% wrong? No, probably means it's not for me. Mm-hmm. But I do love that people are looking outside the box.
Yeah.
And I do love that people are trying to pay attention to what's going on, both in the world and in the cosmos, and ultimately in these different dimensions and realms of existence. And I'm constantly encouraged by that, I suppose. Mm. Because we're in this really special and sweet time of awakening. And some people are like fully awake. Some people are just now waking up. Some people are still asleep, but there's movement. And I like it. I like the stirring. Now, regarding the solar eclipse, I don't have any huge opinions on it, I'll be honest. And so I love the posture of simply asking, like, what do you want to show me in this? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you want to do with me in this? Do you want me to just take a moment and look up? Do you want me to be napping through it? You know, right. You, whatever it is, but I love the aspect of seeking and like this intentional time to set apart and pause and stop the normal pattern or routine of whatever you might be doing. And I always think if you're led to do it, there's going to be some sort of significance. And so I love that. I don't know. I know you told me the other day, NASA is doing something during this time.
Doing something with launching rockets through the path of it to measure what happens in the atmosphere while it's going on.
Yeah. This is very short-sighted and I've not done a lot of seeking on this, but I appreciate the effort. I know it sounds crazy and I should be like anti-government with this, but I kind of am like, Wow. So as much as I might stand in awe of the eclipse, I see people taking it further and saying, what can we learn from this? Mm-hmm. And how can we expand the existence as we know it? Like, I also think there's something really sweet in that curiosity and the willingness to step out and actually step into the unknown and what it could be. And who knows, maybe they'll find something that's completely earth-shattering. And I mean, we were just talking about this before. Maybe physics as we know it will shift because we have just discovered some new principle. I don't know. I just don't always think the intentions have to be nefarious, even if it's from government organizations.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about that while you were talking. Like, you know, I said earlier, what you're looking for, you'll find. And I've started just looking for life.
Yeah.
And so I think you can see life in what they're doing. And whether or not you love the organization or not, like one of my, like someone challenged me once and they were like, okay, what happens if there's a science, area of science that you really don't like, and you think they're doing a lot of harm to humanity. And then all of a sudden one day they make a discovery and that's where the greatest evolution of humanity as we've known it comes from. And it's just a moment that shifts things. Like, if you're not in a place where you can see the life in it, you'll totally miss it. You'll totally miss the opportunity. And so, like, when I'm looking at the things in the world right now, because there's a lot going on, you know, sure. We got the eclipse, we have like all sorts of stuff going on. You have Israel with the, like, saying they're going to sacrifice this red heifer. Like, there's lots of stuff that you can make into whatever you want, or you can look at it and you can find the life in it. And that will change how your body experiences it. One of the things I was thinking of is I've heard this saying that's like, well, you know, when the dark gets darker, the light gets lighter. And I'm like, I used to sort of agree with that. I'm like, yeah, as the devil's, you know, like the devil's doing all this stuff, God's just going to get better. And just last night, actually, I was having a conversation and I was like, well, actually, that's kind of crappy theology. That kind of sucks. Like, that's dumb. And it's not true. Like, the dark can't get any darker. And the light can't get any lighter, but where you're looking can change. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason I think that we are experiencing an awakening and an awareness of all of corruption and of greed and of injustice is because the light is actually taking over more ground than the dark is. And it's just revealing what's been hidden. Like, these things have been going on for a long time. And now, because the light is taking over, now that is being revealed. And that's like, that's a fundamental shift in the way that end times prophecy and theology has looked at things.
Yeah.
And for me, that was really important to be like, oh, like, all this stuff is just coming out now because life is actually taking over. Justice is actually taking over. And that's what I need to pay attention to.
I love this perspective, Josh. I was just talking about this in a different context earlier today. But I had pulled this scripture, Luke 12:2. And it says, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And I love that. Gosh, it's just like the smallest tweak in perspective of this. Like, you think there's more and more darkness in the world, except that we're knowing more and more about it, which means that the light has shone on it. Like, it is no longer being covered. It is being revealed. And I think your mic is off, Josh. And I find that wildly encouraging. And what a shift in perspective, like just the tiniest tweak, like, oh, we're seeing more and more darkness. No, no. If we're seeing it, the light's on it. And that is, I mean, it's wildly encouraging, you know? And so again, if you're looking for the darkness, you're going to find it, even if it's in the light. And that is a wild thing. So what if you start seeing the things that could be considered dark and say, oh, I see them. They're coming to the light.
That's so good. Yeah. I just think for me, like that's that I had that conversation last night and I was like, that's what it is. Like it's things are just being revealed and it's because life and light is winning. Like all this stuff is coming to the surface and being exposed because life is winning. But if that's where I choose to look, then all I'm going to see is death and destruction. And so I'm going to look at the eclipse through the lens of death and destruction instead of through the lens of life. I'm going to look at the Israel-Palestine, the Israel red heifer stuff through a lens of death and destruction, or I can choose to look at it through the lens of life. And it's like, whether or not it's world events or just the way you read the Bible, like,
I thought exactly the same thing. You can even just look at the life of Jesus. You'll either see life or you'll see death. Both are present. But which one are you focusing on? He died for your sins, or he was resurrected to bring reconciliation? Like, which one are you focusing on? You could look at either.
You can. And it's important to understand that they're both there.
Right. It doesn't mean one doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not this like weird, like ignoring. And I have 100% been in this spot where it's like, so I'm not like judging anyone. I'm sharing a personal story of like, I hurt my back once and I was like, well, Jesus paid for my healing. So I'm just gonna. Like I was somewhere and I could barely walk. And this person's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing great. My back is healed. And they were like, you can barely walk. And I was like, no, Jesus paid for it. I'm healed. My body just doesn't know it yet. I'm like, that's weird. Like, no, actually I don't feel good right now. My back hurts really bad. It doesn't make the other not true. But you gotta be authentic with where you're at. And then you have to make a conscious decision of like where you're gonna focus. So in that moment, I could have looked in my body and found life. Like maybe my arm was feeling exceptionally good. Mm-hmm. And so I could have found life. But instead I was looking at the darkness, trying to call it light. And that doesn't work.
Interesting. This is a good eclipse talk.
I'm mostly fascinated. Like, you know, either this episode is going to air and people are going to love it and it'll be popular for months and nothing's going to happen, or this episode's going to air and like, China's going to do an EMP and Jesus is going to come back and the end times are going to happen. And this episode will be online for like an hour. You know, one of those things is going to happen.
You're hilarious. I'm focusing on the life.
Yeah. Me too. Okay.
Well, however it happens, I hope you take a moment today to observe something new.
Yeah. And observe something that doesn't happen very often. Yeah. Like enjoy the eclipse.
Isn't there like an eclipse candy bar or something? There's got to be something like that.
Maybe.
Go get your 1999 Mitsubishi Eclipse and watch the eclipse. It will be wonderful.
While eating an eclipse.
While eating an eclipse. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'll Google it real quick.
I don't know either. There's got to be other things called eclipse.
There's eclipse mints and gum.
See, that's what. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. So get your Mitsubishi Eclipse, chew some Eclipse gum while wearing your Eclipse sunglasses, watching the eclipse.
Do it to it, man. It's going to be so good. And report back.
Yeah. If the computers still work and we're alive after this episode, you know, hit us up.
Are you calling for a new Y2K?
No. Is that what you're doing? No, I just think it's like, you know, we talked about balance earlier. We got to bring both sides of this, Kim.
So funny. You guys, thanks for hanging with us. Sometimes we're weirdos and sometimes we're not. But we're glad you're here either way.
That's true.
Okay.
See ya.
Hey, thanks for listening. Keep up with us along this journey by liking, subscribing, and becoming a member through YouTube.
Members get exclusive access to bonus content with our guests, deeper dives into topics, and a look into other projects. We're glad to have you here. See you next time.